from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. About 25 firefighters from three stations managed to keep a fire at Interfor, the former Econ mill, from doing too much damage. The noon hour blaze was confined to a small area of the Planer Chipper building. Deputy Chief Scott Atkinson says his crews made a fantastic save. The Doug Ford government is spending $700,000 on four training programs for Ontario firefighters. The training will focus on fighting fires in hazardous situations for small and rural services. Premier Ford says this will help ensure over 200 professional and volunteer firefighters are equipped and prepared for ground rescue and wildfire scenarios. He says there will also be courses for automobile extraction, boating and water safety, and elevator rescue. The money will also go to peer support to battle the mental toll firefighting can take. The Hollinger Open Pit Lookout opens on June 1st for another season until Thanksgiving Monday, 7 days a week. Newmont Porcupine Manager of Sustainability and External Relations Jerry Stinson says the attraction, which originally opened in October 2019, is adding something.
We are in the process of designing what we call storyboards or signage that'll have various bits of information relating to, you know, the Hollinger Open Pit, the history of the Hollinger in the Timmins area.
Those signs should be on site sometime this summer. Audio of our interview with Jerry Stinson is on MyTimmonsNow.com. Still with old buildings in Timmins this week for our history feature, we stop in at the Cartier Theatre off the west end of 3rd Avenue. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says it showed less mainstream movies, including Francophone films from Quebec. Upstairs was a performance hall.
That then moved on and it became the Union Hall in town and was the Union Hall for many, many, many years until they moved out. At one point, it was a Canadian Tire store.
Today, it's Osaka Sushi and Club 147 Billiards. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rock have their second game in 24 hours this afternoon at the Centennial Cup in Portage-la Prairie. They're playing the Brooks Bandits as we speak. Timmins has a win and a loss so far in round-robin play. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.